Welcome to the Entrepreneur Tank. Today's episode is dedicated to a very special group of entrepreneurs. These are the entrepreneurs who love God, love their church, and love their ministry assignment. But somewhere along the way, guilt became the leash around their purpose. Our topic is when guilt keeps you from the marketplace. I'm speaking to this quiet group in the entrepreneur world. I know this is going to hit your very bones. You're going to love this message. First, let me start. You are not rebellious. You are not disconnected, and you are not falling away. You're simply navigating this tension, saying to yourself, I have a business event, but I feel guilty missing a church event. It's not that you don't love God. It's not because you don't value your spiritual community, your church. But because somewhere along the journey, the message shift from balance to burden. You were taught to serve, and you do. You were taught to be faithful, and you are. But what happens when a church service or a revival, a rehearsal, a committee meeting, or even a program fall on the exact day you have to show up for your business? Suddenly you're wrestling with this guilt that God never assigned to your shoulder. Let's set the record straight. Your church is a classroom that develops your character. The business world is the field where you demonstrate that character. As entrepreneurs, we honor the house of God. We serve, we give, we show up. But training is not a lifetime seatbelt. Every ministry committee, every department, every ministry assignment is designed to teach you discipline, stewardship, teamwork, humility, and responsibility. But once you learned, you're supposed to do what every graduate does. Take what you learn and apply it. You're not abandoning anything. You are activating what you were taught. Here's where many entrepreneurs quietly suffering. You saying to yourself, I have a business event on this date, and suddenly guilt creeps in. You're missing this revival. You're not at rehearsal. You're absent again. Where are you? The pastor, the leaders are expecting you to show up. Meanwhile, you're trying to build a business that will allow you to increase your giving, fund the kingdom work, provide for your family, create opportunities, break generational cycles. But guilt, it tells you, if you miss this event, you're being unfaithful. What would they say about you? Let's call this out professionally. That is an emotional bondage disguised as spiritual. That's not choosing between God and business. You're choosing between guilt and growth. As an entrepreneur, you already know revenue requires presence. Growth requires attention. Execution requires time, energy, and focus. You cannot expand your revenue stream if you're constantly expected to be physically present at every church event, every service, every meeting, every program. That's not faithfulness. That's mismanagement of your assignment. The kingdom benefit more from an entrepreneur who is thriving in their business than someone weighted down by guilt, struggling financially. Your business is not competition to God. Your business is one of the channels God uses to bless others. Allow me to help you break this yoke from around your neck. You've been serving in the same role for years, some of you for decades. You are trained well. You serve faithfully. You committed wholeheartedly. But now your business needs your leadership. Your client needs your expertise. Your team needs your attention. You need to develop further your entrepreneurship mindset. And yet, you feel guilty for stepping out of ministry role you're long outgrown. Hear me clearly. Succession is not betrayal. Delegation is not abandonment. Transition is not rebellion. Every ministry should have new people ready to learn what you once learned, so you can go and apply what you mastered. That's not leaving, that's leading. Let's eliminate this misinterpretation once and for all. You are not choosing between church and business. You are expanding how God uses you. You are enlarging your territory. You are stewarding your assignment. You are multiplying your influence. Your marketplace presence is ministry in motion. Know this, there are people who you will influence in the business world who will never step foot in a church building, but they'll meet God through your excellence, your integrity, your leadership, your character. My final thought for the entrepreneur who've been whispering this to themselves, I love my church, but I feel trapped by the expectation, but scared to say it out loud. Today, let me be the voice that releases that pressure. You're not dishonoring God by building your business. You're not betraying your church by attending your event. You're not less spiritual because you have a business obligation. Let me add this. You are not missing God. You are managing purpose. Your business is not interference. Your business is investment. Your business is impact. And your business deserves guilt-free space to grow. Remember this. Every seed of wisdom you apply will multiply. Thank you for investing your time with me today on another Entrepreneur Tank session. If today's episode unshackled your entrepreneurship from guilt to active, activating your next level of destiny, take a moment, like, comment, share this video with another builder who's ready to excel. And if you have not yet, please subscribe to this YouTube channel for weekly Entrepreneur Tank business insight designed to sharpen your decision making, strengthening your mindset, and grow your marketplace impact. And be sure you pick up your copy of my book on Amazon. It's available, Power of Your Words. It is awesome, if I may say so myself. And check out my website, hannahjosue.com, and stay connected with upcoming Entrepreneur Tank workshop or event. Until next time, come forth, unwrap yourself from the guilt that held your business bound, and move boldly into the marketplace with confidence and guilt-free. I'll see you on the other side of wealth. Cheers to your success.